How's everybody doing? Welcome back to Kedushin Daf Dalid, the 8-minute daf, where we try to give the full synopsis of the daf in under 8 minutes. Thank you for being here. We're in the middle of a sugya of a yatzah chinam en kasef. You see, a woman has three stages in her life. Ketana, that's from the day she's born until 12. Nara is from 12 with simanim until 12 and a half. 12 and a half onward, she's called a begeres. So when the Torah tells us v'yatzachinam, that a ama ivriya, a girl who is sold as a Jewish slave, she goes out chinam for free, in kasef, without money, which is redundant. The Gemara learns from that v'yatzachinam, when she turns a naira, she becomes 12 with simanim, she leaves her master. Ein kesef comes to teach us that she leaves the master when she's a begeris 12 and a half. But it's impossible to be a begeris when you're 12 and a half if you already left when you're 12. Gemara teaches us an idea, sometimes the Torah says two concepts, and the only way we know the original concept, nara, is because it says begeris. It doesn't say either of them, but it says v'yatzachinam and kesef, and therefore we know both concepts. Now, a very similar thing we have, and this might explain it a little better, is by Toshav and Sacher. You see, when a Kayan has a Eved Knani, a non-Jewish slave, that slave could eat Truma. But if he has a Jewish slave, he cannot eat Truma. And the Torah tells us that a Toshav and a Sacher cannot eat Truma. They're types of Eved Ivri. What's what? What does a Toshav mean? What does a Sacher mean? Ba'zev alim al-zeh. One of them is a typical Eved Ivri, which he could only work for 6 years. The other one is Eved Nirza. That's an Eved that decided he wants to stay with his master, even though the Torah recommends not to, and he becomes a Nirza. You take a ice pick or something, and you make a hole through his upper ear on the door, and like this, he could work until the Yovel. Now, we call him a Toshav, because he's there, he's a resident, he stays there for a very long time. Now, if he can't eat Truma, certainly an Eved who's only there for 6 years can't eat Truma. So why does the Torah have to tell us both? Bozev, limed alzeh. We don't know what a Toshav means, we don't know what a Sacher means, but now that we have both of the words, we know we covered all our bases. The same thing with a Naira and a Begeris. We don't know which one is what, but if we have two limudim, now we covered our bases, we're talking about a Naira and a Begeris. Now, what kind of begeris leaves? The Gemara tells us we're talking about an islandess. That's a woman who has simani islandess. She has a very deep voice. She has a different type of body that cannot have children. And therefore, the chiddush is that an islandess can be sold as an ama, even though she never comes to naros, and she goes out when she becomes a begeris. When does an islandess become a begeris? When she's 20 years old, says Rashi. It's actually machlokes. Some say 18, Rashi brings 20. Very interesting that the Torah sometimes says the word me'ein without a yud. Me'ein bilam, me'ein yivami. And that comes to teach us that when the Torah says the word me'ein, or ein, which is not, with a yud, you could take that yud and learn something from it. So by us, ein kesef, we're going to learn from the yud that the father gets to keep the money of Kiddushin. We find something similar by the pasuk of Truma. It says, V'zera Einla. The halacha is that a daughter of a Kohen could eat Truma, but once she marries a Yisrael, she no longer eats Truma. If her husband divorces her or dies, and she doesn't have children, V'zera Einla, she goes back to her father and she could eat Truma. What if she has grandchildren? Is that considered as if she has children and therefore she cannot eat Truma? What if she has a child or a grandchild, according to Taisvis, that's a mamzer? Is that considered a child, which would prevent her from eating Truma? So the fact is that a grandchild, we don't really need a pasuk. We learn b'nei banim hareim kebanim, that grandchildren are like children and therefore she cannot eat Truma. It's as if she has a child. But the extra yud teaches us that even if her grandchild is a mamzer, she can no longer eat Truma. Abaya argues. Abaya says there's a concept called milsa da'asi b'kavachoymer, torach v'kazav l'kro. Something that you can learn out logically from a Kal Vachomer, nevertheless, the Torah will go ahead and write about it. This idea that Milsa da Asya b'Kal Vachomer Torah v'Kasa l'Kra is only when we don't have a better answer to say, but if you do have something better to say, we don't say Milsa da Asya b'Kal Vachomer Torah v'Kasa l'Kra. In other words, we'll say that the Pasuk is coming to say the better idea. Now the Gemara tells us that we have to say that the Maisi Yadayim, all the earnings of this girl go to the father, and also the Kesef Kiddushin go to the father. Why do I need both? The Gemara tells us because Maisi Yadayim is something that she worked hard for, and therefore I would think that she deserves it. On the other hand, but she gets room and board from her father, so therefore he has Das and he wants to take that money in lieu of her of the room and board. So I would think that's why he gets the Maisi Yadayim, but he shouldn't deserve the Kiddushin. That's why I need a Pasuk for both. You can't learn from a Kal Vachomer from Amar Vriya. If Amar Vriya is bought with money, so too a woman. Why? Because she has something special. She actually leaves her master with money. If you pay up the remaining years, she goes free. The Torah says, Uba'ala, and from there we learn the Kinyan of Bia, relations causes Erusin, the first step of marriage. Now, you need a Pasuk. You cannot learn it from a Kal Vachomer from a Yavama. The reason is because a Yavama has something called Zika. Zika is a bond that automatically happens when the Yavama's husband dies. She becomes Zakuk. She's bonded to the Yavam until either he's Miyabim her or performs Chalitza. And therefore, she's Nikna Babia, and you can't learn from her to a regular wife. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.